they would put a topic that they would like to hear shared on Wednesday night. And so many of you did. Thank you. That was wonderful. And we're at the end of this service tonight. We will be, I've got my paper here if anybody has a, I've already got one new one. And but for tonight, I want to share something that kind of goes along with what's been being said here. I'm gonna share just a short word on the subject of getting past your past. Okay, that goes right along with what Kelly has been sharing. Anxiety, depression, and I have it, others have. Problems, setbacks. These are trying times in America, all over our country. They're just a different set of times, and it's not easy. And the choices we have to make, we've entered a war about 9-10 weeks ago. I have to agree with our president. I don't see how we can get out of that. We have some folks if they get atomic nuclear power, the whole world's going to be in trouble, and we can't let that happen. But of course, whatever you think is right, God bless. One thing we know, whether we agree with our leaders or not, we need to pray for them. The word says it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Right now, we lift up our president and all those that are over us. We could go on. We could spend the whole 45 minutes talking about all that are over us, that you put over us. We just ask, Father, that you would be involved with them, that they would be involved with you so we can live a quiet in peaceful life in all godliness, as your word says. Amen? All right. If you would, take your Bibles and turn with me to Isaiah chapter 43. And, no, actually, Philippians chapter 3. Philippians chapter 3. And I'm going to read there. In Philippians chapter 3, I'm going to read starting at verse 13. Y'all follow with me if you would, please. Where the word says, Brethren, I count not myself to have already apprehended. He's saying here, I have not arrived yet. I'm still working out my salvation. You know, we were given a word from the Lord while we are on this earth, for the whole time that we're on this earth, to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. And what that means is work out our salvation as if it's something very important, because it is. Right. Work it out every day. And that's what believers do. And they don't have to be pushed into it. You just get into a groove with God. I pray that you get into that groove with God. But this one thing I do, forgetting, everybody say forgetting. Thank you. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting. You know, there is a skill. There is a way that you, in the Word of God, that teaches us, you learn as you work out your salvation, you learn how to take control of your thoughts. You cannot afford the luxury of saying, well, I just follow my heart. You can't say that. I just know things will work out with this person or that person. In the last many, many years that I've been in the ministry, how many people have I seen just broken by being unevenly yoked with somebody that's not a believer? You have to stop that kind of stuff. You got to get a hold of yourself, and you need to learn, as it says in 2 Corinthians, to take every thought captive. You can't just let your mind think what it wants to. When you're going along driving, or sometimes I find myself my mind going the wrong way. Kelly mentioned this. All of a sudden, we'll just be arguing with somebody in our head. And you know what? What you have to do? You have to say no. Say, Father, I'm not going to think those thoughts. Help me, God. Help me. I know that's wrong. You know what? You got to call it like it is. You know, it's not a mistake. It's a sin. Things are sin. They're not mistakes. See, if we buttercup that stuff, like we've got a Reese's peanut butter cup in our mouth and we're trying to melt it. Can I tell you something? If you want to make headway with God, and I would say people that would come on a Wednesday night here, thank you all for coming. You want to make headway with God, you got to get a hold of yourself. Salvation is getting a hold of yourself and making yourself do what God says very plainly. And as the word says, his instructions are not grievous. They're not extra hard. Anybody that can do them that wants to. And when I got one of these, I became even more of a Bible scholar, because I can look anything up I want anywhere in the Bible. I can look up the original language, what year that it was put in the Bible, so on and so forth. You can go on and on and on with one of these. But I'm sharing with you a message tonight, getting past your past. And one of the things to get past your past, you've got to take control of your life. Because if you don't, I promise you, a demon will. They will get into your thought life. These people that are doing these atrocities, the school teacher with a shotgun goes to kill the president. What? A school teacher. School teachers are nice people. They don't do stuff like, but not if you don't get control of your thoughts. Now, Casey and Mark, are we safe with you being here? I know we are. I know we are. But church, really, I've only got a few minutes. We're going to do exactly what we say we do every Wednesday. That's part of the confidence. You know that we won't get out late here. My first thought is, you got to get a hold of yourself as a born-again person. Leave every person to work out their own salvation with fear and trembling. That means, you know what that means? Is that Tommy? God bless you, son. I've been missing you so bad. I'm glad you're here tonight. You loving this word so far? I can't hear him. Somebody send the word up. Oh, you got off work early? I thought you said you were going to the Kentucky Derby. I didn't know what to think about that. But anyhow, let's go to Philippians, please, chapter 3, verse 13. We've already been there, so let's go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, and verse 17. And I want you to see that I have counseled people and heard people, listened to people. Some of them were older than I am now, and they still remember something that happened a long time ago, and they never got over it. And it's still, and when they tell the story, it pierces them just like when it happened. You don't want to live like that. You don't have to live like that. There's only one name under heaven given to men by which we can be saved, healed, and delivered. That's the name of Jesus. If you start your prayer with the name of Jesus and say, Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, show me how to take control of my life and to be responsible. And one of the things I'm going to tell you that you have to do, you have to stop saying, I think I, like Dennis the Menace said with Walter Matthau years ago, I made a mistake. No, if you sinned, you sinned. Confess that to the Lord. That's what communion, which we're about to take, is all about. It's getting yourself right with the Lord. confessing, examining your life. The word says, and 1 John 1:9, what does it say? If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's what you have to, and then eat of that bread and drink of that cup. So here we are, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says this. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things, to say it like it really is, old things are beginning to pass away. All things are beginning to become new. It's a process, but you can stop that process. You can choose not to enter into that process of salvation. See, salvation isn't shaking somebody's hand one time. It may start like that, but salvation, you work your salvation out. You're interested in God. I look at my life. I'm so happy to be here. I'm not here. I'm here because I just, this is what I do. This is what I've done for years. This is what I taught my family to do. I'm so blessed to have three of my girls here tonight, my sister here tonight, my nephew here, my lovely wife, and all of you. You know, you're my family, and I'm part of your family. And let's go and continue this and think of some of these thoughts that we're having. If anybody is in Christ, okay, are you in Christ? We had Kelly asked that a couple of services ago, and I think there were several, 10, 15 people got up to ask Jesus into their heart, and that's beautiful. If anybody, therefore, if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. But not if you hope, you have to let them go. And you know what? I had to learn how to let things go. But I learned through prayer and the word. I studied it out. There was a time I said, God, how can I let things go? How do I let things go that bothered me? Some things that, like you, it bothered me for a long time. But I learned to get those things and put them under the blood or take them and leave them at the altar, however you want to say it. To get anything out of salvation, one of the things you have to do is let go of your past. And if you can do that, that's a lot where your anxiety and depression and fear and all kinds of terrible things come from. We have to let go of those things. All right. Now, turn with me. We're going to go to Isaiah 43, and we're going to read verses 18 and 19, because this is what God wants to do for you, speaking through the great prophet Isaiah. Millie, was it Isaiah you told me how he died? Tell me, somebody give her a microphone. Tell them how Isaiah died. We talk about the apostles. They got the blue microphone right there. Tell how Isaiah died.
Isaiah.
It's on, sweetie. Isaiah.
There was a king named Manasseh. Mm-hmm. King Manasseh had Isaiah in a log, and they sawed him
now,
in
let
half.
Me say this. Did you say he was inside of a log?
They put him in a log and sawed him in half.
You know, all of the men of God, the prophets, most of the prophets, all of the apostles, they gave their life for what they believed. And the word of God is sure, and the word of God is interesting. You can find out anything. Like if you wanted to know when was the book of Isaiah written, all you got to do is ask Siri, unless you got an Android. Then you ask, hey, Andy, amen? Is that what? Amen. All right, we're in Isaiah 43. Listen to this word, tremendous word of encouragement. I recently gave this word to somebody, I've given it many times. It fits so well. The word says this here, and it says what it means, and it means what it says. It says, remember not the former things. So I'm not telling you, well, this is what I think. No, I'm not here to tell you what I think. I'm telling you here, I'm here to tell you what God says, what will help us. Remember not the former things. We have to let go of that stuff. I have to admit, some of that stuff is terribly hard to let go of. Some people have been terribly hurt. Some children have been terribly hurt. But wait, you know what? If we want to go on and have what the Word says, all the blessings that God says we can have, we have got to let go of the past. Remember not the former things. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now is a very important word. The word says, beloved, now are we the children of God. Now. We're the children of God right now in 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Here it says, behold, I will do a new thing. Behold, now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God wants to give you something new and something wonderful every day. I believe that working out your salvation is every day. We start at our house in the morning. Most of the time, the first thing we do is a 5-minute devotion where we are in the Word somewhere. Anybody can do that. I don't do that because I've been to Bible college, because I never have. I don't do this because I've done it for a long time. No, I do it I love God. I have a passion for Him. I want to live that kind of a life. The kind of life that's been described to me is a different life than I had in 1971. And I have been working it out and still need to work it out. And I've sinned. I've made mistakes, but they're sins. And you have to reckon things right in your life. And one of the things that we have to do, each and every one of us, is get over the past. Get past our past. Last place for me this evening in the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verse 5. Where the word says, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. When you wake up in the morning, this is not a way of thinking, a modern way of thinking. This is the truth. Every day is a new day. God wants to help you every day. He wants us to present ourselves to Him every day. Every day, every day. One of the things that Millie and I both do, and we have for the last several years, is when we're in that time of devotion, we say what Jesus said on the cross. The last thing that He says was, Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit. Father, help me. The blessings that You give me today, let me cause it where I use those blessings to bring You glory, Father. Teach us, Father, to think like that. Father, I just pray for everybody that wants to be under a general prayer of blessing that I'm going to pray for you. Would you lift your hand? Father, all of us that have our hands lifted up, I'm asking You to help. Help, Father. Help everybody in this church that has their hand up. Help them to teach them. Cause us to know how to work out our salvation with fear and trembling, like the whole like the Holy Bible says. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God, praise God. Frank and Sam, tonight, would you